Iranian and Syrian ties spell trouble in the Middle East. Believers demand an investigation into a missing Chinese Christian lawyer, and development in Uganda's urban centers marginalizes a people group. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. There are growing concerns that Iran and Syria are becoming fast friends who share not only ideology, but also methodology. Iran's open backing of Syria has raised red flags. An alliance raises concerns due to the brutal repression of Christians in both countries. But Iran's really calling the shots, Sat7's Sarah Afshari says.
They like to keep power and authority in whatever way they can around those countries, including Syria, Iraq, and even Bahrain.
Sat7's a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7 Pars is aimed at the young, disillusioned Farsi speakers looking for a different message.
We are there with the message of hope, and especially with the message of reconciliation, with the message of forgiveness, with the message of living together peacefully and in harmony, with the message of the gospel to heal the wounds which have been really part of this region.
You can see for yourself what Sat7 Pars is doing through a link at our website. Meanwhile, the disappearance of Christian human rights lawyer Gao Zhejing has the public in an uproar. Last Monday marked the fifth anniversary of his first kidnapping and torture by the Chinese government. It's been over a year since Gao was last heard from. Voice of the Martyrs partner China Aid has called on the United Nations for an official investigation into the kidnappings and torture that Gao suffered before his disappearance. You can get the full story at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Uganda's climate changes have meant the ostracizing of a people group. The Karamojong are traditionally cattle herders up in the north, but Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says drought for years and now torrential rainfall has forced them into the city.
They've been fiercely proud of their traditional way of life in recent years, but they have faced this choice of heading for the cities or facing starvation in their homeland area in the north.
Few of the Karamojong are educated, though, and are forced to beg. Many live on the streets, but even for those in homes,
the living conditions are really deplorable, and I would describe them as inhuman, because the people are crowded together so that like 10 or more families are forced to share one small room.
ECM is helping with child sponsorships and the gospel, but funding is needed for vocational training and a ministry center. Details are at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, four believers in South Asia recently suffered severe injuries for choosing to love a community out of love for Christ and his lost sheep. Three Bible college students and a Gospel for Asia missionary were visiting a rural village in South Asia, handing out Christian literature. They were suddenly attacked by a gang of 25 young men who beat them repeatedly with iron rods and sticks. The believers are getting treatment, but they're very discouraged. Pray that this won't stop them from sharing the good news. And preventable diseases kill over 9 million children every year. That's more deaths than the Japan and Haiti earthquakes combined. Bas van der Zon with Medical Teams International says, unfortunately, deaths from preventable diseases are often less recognized.
You know, that's a quiet disaster. We often know about famines and we know about wars and conflicts, but there are these other terrible things going on as well.
The statistics can seem overwhelming.
As I look at it as a Christian, I think to myself, well, I can't change the entire world, but I need to do what I can.
Medical Teams International goes into the poorest communities bringing aid and medicine to prevent disease, but they can't do it alone.
For $10, you can prevent malaria. For $5, provide clean water to a person that would help a child. And all of that would reduce the number of children who are dying, and I know that would please the Lord and glorify Him.
What can you do? You can pray, give, or go. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, but it's too expensive, right? Well, how about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip contest, and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. You can activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.